This is Sunday Focus, a weekly public affairs program that looks at the topics affecting our society and the people who are making a change in the community each and every day. The people who have vision for the next generation. Sunday Focus presents new challenges for us, keeping you informed with topics of local and regional interest. Now the host of Sunday Focus, Christine Manica.
Hello and good morning. Welcome back to another edition of Sunday Focus. It's not easy living with a mental illness. Some might feel alone and trapped because they're scared of having that conversation with loved ones. But Empire Mental Health Support helps those with mental illness feel seen and heard. When Empire Mental Health Support began in 2020, they had a mission of supporting mental health wellness in the Sioux Empire by working with the justice system, lawmakers, and community leaders to promote empathy and equal rights for those facing mental health challenges. That mission continues today, and the conversations are just getting started. Part of the mission at Empire Mental Health Support is educating others and advocating for people whose lives have been changed due to a mental health diagnosis. Mental health lessons could start on the dance floor. Dancing with the Sioux Falls Stars is an entertaining event that brings awareness to those struggling with mental health. It's informative and competitive. Local Sioux Falls celebrities and their dancing partners will put on their dancing shoes on Saturday, October 18th, and we have some special guests to tell us more about the organization and event. Phyllis Aaron, she is the treasurer and president of Empire Mental Health Support. Gabe Dannenbrink, he is a teacher and internet personality. His dance partner, Mackenzie Cook, is also with us too. Good morning, everybody.
Hey, good morning.
I'm glad you are all here. Thank you so much for coming, spending time out of your day to talk about this important organization and this evening. Phyllis, I'm going to start with you. Why don't you tell us about yourself?
All right. Well, first off, I've been around a long time. I've been treasurer of Empire Mental Health Support. I'm like the interim president because our real president moved to Washington State to live closer to her son. And so I'm filling in her shoes for the moment.
Yeah.
We started in 2020, just about the time of the event we will all remember, COVID.
Oh, that thing.
Yeah, that little thing, you know. There were a whole bunch of us who were, you know, in the mental health world, either living with it or advocating for people, and saw that there was a need for more awareness in the community, more support in the community. So I don't know, there were like 17 or 20 of us who got together for several weeks problem solving, decided to start a nonprofit organization. Mm. So you're retired, there's a pandemic going on. What do you do? Start a nonprofit.
So, why not?
Yeah, why not?
So when I was reading your website, I noticed that individuals on the board for Empire Mental Health Support have a connection to mental health. Would you mind sharing your story?
Like many of us, I've been touched by mental illness my entire life. My family really weren't officially treated. You know, some of them took antidepressants or whatever. Mm-hmm. But I'm also a retired nurse. I've got a storied life. And 7 years of my career, I was a nurse at the Community Mental Health Center, part of Southeastern Behavioral Health. That's where my passion for helping people with the most serious mental illnesses began. I would go over, they had a clubhouse drop-in center. I'd go over and, you know, meet with them and talk with them and find out that, gosh, the stories they have, the lives they had before the illness took it away from them. You know, more people need to understand that someone who lives on Social Security disability, etc., is still a person who has a story, who has a life. And, you know, many of them felt like they were second-class citizens because they weren't working full-time jobs. So I've made it my goal to empower them. I've helped many of them, several to many of them, use their voice in public forums to educate the public about what it's like to live with a mental illness. And I digress a lot, too. But
that's no problem.
Yeah. but I want people to understand that, you know, don't judge a book by its cover. You know, we hear all of this, oh, able-bodied people should be working. And the other thing people will say, gosh, you don't look mentally ill. You know, you look able-bodied, but they're judging a book by its cover. But inside is someone who has struggled with the symptoms they live with every day. And so we need to understand that they want to be loved and accepted just like everyone else. And even though they're on a fixed income, they have disposable income to spend in the community too.
Yeah, it's interesting how you bring up the elder community here in the Sioux Empire. You always hear a lot about youth and farmers with mental health, but you never really hear it about senior citizens. I think that's interesting.
Well, and you know, some of them aren't senior citizens. They might be in their 40s. I want people to know that, yes, they may be having assistance. They paid into the system also, but they're people who want to be accepted. They're just like you and me when you start to talk to them. I still hang out with a lot of them. Many of them are my very best friends. Oh. They keep me grounded.
I think that's wonderful. Who would have thought that your, I guess, side project would turn into this wonderful organization? Did you think about that?
No. I just, you know, I've kind of been a person who is not afraid to, like, jump into something new. Although, as a side note, I had wanted to do Dancing with the Sioux Falls Stars fundraiser because my husband and I like ballroom dancing. But I was smart enough to know I didn't know how to do that till I ran into the event company. It's like, I'll jump into a lot of things, but I didn't jump into that.
Yeah, and it's a wonderful event. We're going to get more into that in just a little bit. Do you offer any programs with Empire Mental Health Support?
Yes. You know, I would say one of our foundational things are the support groups that we offer. Currently, we have four for adults who live with mental illness symptoms. We don't delve into the teenagers because of all the insurance reasons and stuff. And then we have one a week on Sundays for caregivers of someone who has a mental illness because they need support also. And then we also offer a one-day workshop for caregivers and loved ones called Roadmap to Wellness, where we help the family members and the loved ones understand how to understand their loved one because, you know, this person isn't the same person they were 3 years ago. How to talk to them when things aren't going well, because when their brain is rolling around, they're not understanding what you're saying. So learn how to keep it short, keep it simple, how to get them to say, what is your goal? You know, what is it you want? Okay, and I will walk with you to reach that goal. I'm not going to do it for you. And so that's a one-day workshop. And we also teach them about self-care. Because if you don't take care of yourself, you're not going to be able to take care of anyone else. And don't feel guilty if you decide to go away for a weekend to just, Calgon, take me away. That's fine. And then we do training for law enforcement officers called crisis intervention team training to help them understand when they encounter someone they've pulled over because they're driving erratically or whatever, how to talk to them, how to, again, keep it simple and without over-escalating. We've been doing that for like 14 years, I think, with the police department. Just this year, a correctional officer at the jail who had taken the it's a 40-hour class for law enforcement, had taken it. And he's like, our correctional officers need this same thing. Again, when someone is seriously mentally ill in the jail and someone approaches them, what's the first thing you do? Somebody's invaded my space. You strike out.
Yeah.
Now you have a felony because you struck a correctional officer. So we want the officers to know how to abide by that personal space, how to talk to them and talk them down so we don't have to throw another charge on top of them. We're also working with Southeast Tech. We do a lot of panel things, too. So, yeah, we got a lot of stuff going on.
A lot of great options for you guys, too, when it comes to programming. And we are talking about Empire Mental Health Support and the upcoming Dancing with the Sioux Falls Stars to support the organization. Don't worry, we're going to get to Gabe and Mackenzie in a little bit, I promise. A couple more questions for you, though, Phyllis. This could be a tough one to answer, but since the organization started, what has changed with mental health?
You know, it depends on what day you ask me. It's easy to get caught up in the phone calls we get where, you know, people are in crisis and nothing is going well. But then we look at how many people have been, you know, reached by the crisis intervention team training who have been taken for help instead of taken to jail. You know, so the CIT officers will talk about someone who was feeling suicidal and going to jump off the 6th Street Bridge. Because of their training with CIT, they were able to talk them down. So there are a lot of positive things that have happened, but our system doesn't work. I'm just going to put it out there. You know, it's so hard for a family member whose loved one is just deteriorating before their eyes to be able to get any help until they become a danger to themselves or a danger to others. You know, and unfortunately, if you be careful, if they're a danger to others, then they could get arrested for like domestic violence or whatever. So there are lots of positive, but there are a lot of things that still need to be improved in our system.
Absolutely. How has the mission expanded for the organization since you guys started?
Well, it's expanded because, you know, we are all volunteers. Nobody's on the payroll here. But word is starting to get out because we are getting more requests. We offer like panel presentations of people with lived experience, and we're getting more requests. And I've had to like tell the group that's always been there for me, it's like, I don't want to burn you out. So we need to like ask your friends if they'll join you. It's really not that hard because we are starting to be known in the community as a reliable and voice that can be trusted. And, we tell truth.
I think we can agree when I say that it's never easy to start a conversation about mental health. But events like Dancing with the Sioux Falls Stars make that difficult topic a little bit easier. Mm-hmm. So, Phyllis, this is your time to say that beautiful quote that you said before we started recording. I absolutely love this. So you came up with the idea of Dancing with the Stars. And this is such a fun event because I'm sure a lot of people want to be a part of Dancing with the Stars. But now you make it local right here.
Yes. And I will just have to say, I'm not being paid for this, but kudos to the event company because they put on a performance and experience. It's not an event. It's an experience that people talk about for months and months and months. The evening is well choreographed. You come, you have some good food and good conversations. You learn a lot about mental health, too, because that's what it's all about. We sort of weave that into the evening, but it's just a magical evening. And I say it all the time. It's the night of my dreams. It is.
I absolutely love that.
Yeah, it is. I just stand back there and it's like, oh, my gosh, this is really happening.
Yeah. And we love hearing about it, too, seeing the pictures, too. You find these hidden gems around the Sioux Empire, whether it's the professional dancers or the local celebrities. Is that kind of fun for you, too, to find those dancers?
It is kind of fun. And I will do my other little plug here. This would not be possible without Lisa and Raina, without their support, without the professional dancers giving of themselves. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't have a calculator that goes high enough to calculate what the professional dancers put into this, because I am not a professional. I could not teach anyone to dance, and I will not be a celebrity either.
But Don't say that too soon, Phyllis.
Without the professionals, you know, this wouldn't happen. And so having them, I think, makes it easier to find celebrities because they know they're going to be coached by someone who knows what they're doing. Mm-hmm. You know, they're not going to have to figure it out themselves or whatever. They get to, you know, work with somebody. And so between the event company and us, we decide who we would like to have as our celebrities.
Yeah, and speaking about the hidden gems, they are here with us now. We have Gabe Dannenbrink. He is a teacher, internet personality, and his partner, Mackenzie Cook. Good morning, you guys. Now, Gabe, I'm going to start with you. Now, we don't have a calculator, but let's see if I have my numbers right here. I believe you have over 100,000 subscribers on YouTube, 1.6 million followers on TikTok, and over 4,500,000 followers on Instagram with content about daily life as a teacher.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy? You're basically America's favorite teacher.
You know, it's, I've been so fortunate, and I got into TikTok right when TikTok came out. And it changed my life. And I got so fortunate where there was one day in class that it was 2020. You know, we were coming back from COVID. It was in the fall and kind of had this boring day in class.
Yeah.
I was you know what? Let me surprise my students and we'll play a game called Kahoot. And if you're familiar with what Kahoot is, there's a familiar soundtrack behind it and everything. So I thought to myself, you know, this might be kind of a funny reaction that the students will have. So let me put my phone here and the camera was on me and it was recording and I hit play on the game. And then all of a sudden you just hear the students lose their mind. So then that night I was going on a date with my girlfriend at the time, my now wife. And I was like, you know what? That was kind of a funny video. I should post it. And she was taking longer than normal to get ready. So I was kind of sitting on the couch looking at the clock like, let's get going. Time for dinner.
Oh, my gosh.
And I thought, you know what? Let's post that video. And as the night went on, I kept getting these TikTok notifications. And she was like, why are you getting these notifications? And I had maybe 8 followers at the time.
Oh, wow.
And all of a sudden, it's like, oh, the video got 1,000 views. Pretty cool. Then 10,000. Then 100,000. Then 1,000,000. And then 20 million. And it gets up to, I believe it's at 42 million views.
Oh, my gosh.
And I thought to myself, well, one video worked. Let's try doing another video. And then now, fast forward 5 years later, here we are. And I've had so many incredible opportunities that have come from the different apps. And I've just been so fortunate, so fortunate. And it's been great to talk about education as well. You know, I'm a teacher. I'm a real life teacher. I'm not faking it. So it's been a heck of a ride. And then doing events like this, you know, it is just, it's so fun. I'm so fortunate. And, you know, I think we should just have Phyllis have her own show because she's got so much wisdom. And I'm just sitting here listening to her thinking, how am I going to follow this? She's incredible.
And Phyllis, you're great, by the way. I can talk to you for hours. Did you ever think, Gabe, that your teaching career would make you a social media celebrity?
Never in my entire life. I didn't think those worlds could exist at the same time. I've just been so fortunate, to be honest with you. And it's one of those things where it's easy, relatively easy, to go viral, but to make it a career is challenging and to make it sustainable. So to be able to do it now for 5 years and have, you know, over 2 million people that watch my videos, it's unbelievable. And you never know where people are watching. I look at the demographics every day and I have people in Australia that are watching, leaving comments saying, we see the same thing over here in my classroom. You never know. There was one time that we were in Rome. We were at the Vatican City.
Oh, cool.
And I had two people come up to me and say, hey, I love your videos. And I was like, I didn't realize this has gotten that big. Over here saying we like your videos. So I've been so blessed and so fortunate.
Oh, that's awesome. And one of the videos you actually just posted, as I wrote this question down, what got you into teaching?
Yeah, you know, so I initially thought I was going to be a doctor, to be honest with you.
Oh, okay.
And then I quickly learned two things. One, I can't do blood. And two, I wasn't near smart enough. So I thought to myself, well, what's another good avenue I can go down? And I thought, well, teaching is a great way to go because you still have a positive effect on society. It's involved with things that I like, which is science and things with health. And my dad was a teacher and my mom was a teacher of sorts as well. She has her own dance studio down in Yankton. Shout out to the Academy of Dance. I got to make my plug there. And so I decided to become a teacher and I've just loved it. It's been such a great career and so rewarding. And it's kind of interesting. I've got one career of teaching, which is so, you know, seemingly noble and rewarding and fun. And then you look at TikTok, it's like, well, that's kind of not really noble. And like, you're just making goofy videos on the internet. So it's kind of fun getting the best of both worlds.
I'm sure the kids get excited when they see you as their teacher. You're like, you're the guy.
Yeah, there's a lot of that in the building. A lot of, oh, we see your videos. And kids are kind of split. Some say, oh, we love your videos. They're funny. And some are like, your videos are terrible, man. This is cringy. And I always tell them, I say, you're not my target demographic. My target demographic is 25 to 65-year-old women. That is usually my demographic that follows me. So it's not a 13-year-old who's in middle school.
Oh, my gosh.
It's the parents and teachers who follow me.
If you haven't done that video already, I think you have your next content idea saying your videos are terrible, Mr. Gabe. What are you doing?
Exactly.
If you are just listening, we're talking about the Empire Mental Health Support along with their event Dancing with the Sioux Falls Stars. And Gabe, your dancing partner, the professional Mackenzie Cook. Hi, Mackenzie.
Hello.
So, like Phyllis, I don't have much dancing experience, but I did cotillion when I was in grade school. So I did win the award for the best tango. I have to give myself a little bit of credit for that.
My gosh.
That's my shameless plug right there. How long have you been dancing for, Mackenzie?
Oh, my gosh. I have been dancing since I was three. So however many years that is, 25-ish?
Yeah.
25 years.
What sparked your passion?
Honestly, my mom always says that she was just looking for a way to get me out of the house. So I was just causing trouble and she thought, what can I do to get me out of the house to just get me doing something that I was not causing trouble and causing chaos inside the house. So my parents, they said that they were literally just driving down the street. They saw the sign for ballerina and they signed me up. That was that.
Did you always know that you wanted a career in dance?
Honestly, no. It's a funny story. So kind of as I was kind of ending my high school career, I always loved dance. It was always my number one thing in high school and everything. But I always kind of thought dance is such a thing where you do it and you love it, but it has this kind of negative connotation around it where people think you can't make a career out of mm-hmm. it. And so people always said that you're never gonna make it. You're never gonna do anything with it. So what's your real plan? What's your real plan when you get out of high school? And I always thought, okay, yeah, what is my real plan? And so I always told myself that, like, okay, what am I doing after this? It's not going to be dance. So where are you going? And so I moved on to college. I actually studied exercise science at Mankato. I minored in dance. So I still kind of stuck with dance a little bit. And I went on with that. I got my degree and came back to Sioux Falls. I actually worked at a PT clinic for a while and did some dance medicine there. So still kind of stuck with dance, taught dance a little bit. And actually 2 years ago, fully went full-time dance teacher.
Oh, wow.
So I told myself my whole life I was never going to be full-time dance, and here I am.
Here you
are.
And
I always say I have the best job ever. Everything I do is surrounded by dance. So my whole day-to-day life, I wake up, I eat, sleep, breathe, dance, and it's the best job.
That's awesome. Is this your first time being with Dancing with the Sioux Falls Stars?
No, this is my, oh gosh, I think like seventh
year. Oh, wow.
Year?
So you've been doing it for a while now.
Yep.
This is not your first rodeo. No. Were you excited to have Gabe as your partner?
Oh my gosh, I was so excited. Gabe and I think when we first got partnered up, him and I were both like, okay, what's our main goal? To win. Okay, perfect. So we're going to get along just fine. Gabe and I have known each other for a couple years too. So just like through mutual friends. So we're like, okay, perfect. We don't have to do like the, hi, who are you? Let's get to know each other first. We could kind of just jump into, okay, let's dance. Let's win this thing. Let's just, we're both competitive.
And oh, yeah.
So let's just do this.
Is it harder to make videos or do the dancing, Gabe?
Oh, man. you know, honestly, I think the dancing is the hardest part. I've got a little bit of dance experience growing up with a mother who was a professionally trained ballerina. And I thought that some of those genetics would last in me a little bit longer. And now as a full grown adult at 27, I have no dancing skills left. So having to, you know, put on the dancing shoes again has been very hard. And Mackenzie's been so patient. You know, she's found very polite ways to say, hey, you don't have any rhythm. Let's try to find a way to have some rhythm here. So she's been an excellent teacher. And, you know, each week we just keep getting, I keep getting better. She's already great. She's a fantastic dancer. So it's just been fun to see how this whole thing's progressed. And she's just been incredibly patient with me. And it's been a lot of fun.
And this show, it's a big commitment too. So Mackenzie, I'm going to start with you. What keeps you coming back to this night?
Oh my gosh. I feel like there's so many things. I mean, Phyllis, she just makes everything about the entire night so magical and beautiful. And like she says, it's the night of her dreams. And I think that phrase and that saying just makes me come back because Phyllis has such a beautiful dream that she created. And so being a part of that is my favorite part, honestly. But just the people that are involved and what this event means to so many people.
Yeah.
It's for a great cause. It's raising money for something that's so important. And it touches so many people, whether that's something so small or something so big for somebody. But it's my whole life, too. It's dancing. And so I get to meet new people. I get to dance with new people. I get to share my passion with everybody. And I get to teach all these new people how to dance. So I just love everything about it.
Oh, that's awesome. And Gabe, getting out of your comfort zone, what made you want to do this event? Do you have a connection with mental health in your family? What's that like?
You know, I there were so many different reasons why I wanted to do this event. Mm-hmm. I think back to the mental health connection. Mm-hmm. And everybody right now has a connection to someone who's struggled with mental health.
Yeah.
And as somebody who's lived in the Dakotas for my entire life, you go through the winters, you go through the hard days, yep. all of those days where it feels like the sun isn't going to come out and it's dark and snowy and your socks are wet, and you do that for months, and yeah, you start to struggle, you start to have a hard time. And I just think that with this event does such a great job of just showcasing that it's okay to talk about mental health. Yeah. It's okay to have bad days. It's okay to have bad months and years. And here's some resources that we have in Sioux Falls that can get you out of kind of the slump that you're in. And there are just so many different reasons why I want to be a part of this. The dance part is, you know, fun. I'm super excited yeah. to get out there. And I'll be honest with you, I've been seeing this show for years. I've been seeing it in the news. And every year I kept thinking to myself, what more do I need to do to get invited? I was like, there was one point I'm like, I've got millions of followers. I've been on Netflix. I've been on TV. When is my invite coming?
You were begging for it.
I was like, what more do I have to do? So then finally this year, the invite came and I was like, let's do it. And then when I found out Mackenzie was going to be my partner, I was like, well, shoot, now we got to go win. Now we got to go really do it, unless I look really dumb. So there's so many different reasons. I'm just excited, and just so many great people involved. Yeah. So many great people.
And that night, again, it's happening on October 18th. It's just coming up here. And Phyllis, let's just talk about the night of your dreams. What can people expect throughout the evening?
Well, first off, you expect to come into a room that looks magical because it's been decorated that way. You come in and you are, I would say, almost overwhelmed by the hundreds of people who are here supporting mental health. It's like, who would think that that topic would bring so many people into the same room? And, you know, we were talking, the more we talk, the easier it is to talk. You know, the more conversations we have, the easier it is to have a yeah. conversation. And I will say, you know, I try to remember anytime I do a presentation somewhere to end up with, your call to action is, I want you to go home tonight and talk to your family members and say, you know, we had this person come in today and talk about mental illness. Is there anybody in our family that has lived with mental illness? Because when you start to talk, it becomes like it's not so scary.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that. So how can people get involved with Dancing with the Sioux Falls Stars coming up here?
Well, that would be so easy. DancingwiththeSiouxFallsStars.org.
That's so easy.
Everything you need to know there. You know, if they want, they can call and talk to me at 605-359-0995. I do not answer calls after 5 o'clock, though.
That's a good boundary in place there. I like that, Phyllis.
My husband thinks I've not figured out retirement yet.
I think you're doing pretty good at it so far. Yeah. And this group, these two in general, this is going to be a fun night.
Oh, it's going to be fun. I mean, you know, the professionals, celebrities and professionals who will be entertaining that evening. We have 6 celebrity dancers, and then the professionals. You're also doing your own opening number and stuff. I mean,
fun.
You will be wowed to the ultimate when
yeah.
you watch the performances. And actually, people can go on YouTube and search Empire Mental Health Support if you want to see performances from previous years, too, to get you kind of idea what the dances will be like.
Wonderful. And tickets are still available?
They are still available. We sold out last year, so... and. They're selling a little faster than normal this year, so
okay.
I wouldn't drag your feet any. If you want to come and
drag
see
your feet, I
if
like
you want
that.
To see Gabe, the TikTok star dance, get your tickets now because we did have some people call at the last minute last year, and we had to say we don't. have any tickets available. They've all been sold, so you don't want to be that person.
Good advice there. Again, we are talking about Dancing with the Sioux Falls Stars, all possible with the Night of Phyllis's Dreams with the Empire Mental Health Support. Phyllis, Gabe, Mackenzie, it's so great to meet the three of you. I know you're going to have a fun night. You're not going to have your hands full at all, and it's just going to be wonderful. Yeah. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you so much.